You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now,
you've got issues,
and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
So this isn't so much about solving a real problem. It's more addressing it and getting people's opinion on this, because it has happened to more people than just Layla, who wrote to us about this. And she reached out on Facebook, which most people do. Layla says, hey, boys, somebody put an anonymous note on my front door saying that my dog was a nuisance because of her barking. They threatened to contact the HOA unless I did something. She writes, I don't mind someone knocking on my door and talking to me about a problem, but an anonymous note? Really? 3 question marks? I have no respect for that. Could this be a segment on your show? Layla. You got me on my knees, Layla. Yeah. Anonymous notes. I'm not an anonymous note writer. I've received a few of them in my lifetime.
Have you? The ones I've received have been on like the windshield of my vehicle, like out in parking lots and things like that. Back in
what
the day.
What are they saying, Jeremy? Are you taking up multiple spaces
with
your giant
truck?
Well,
yeah, like back in the day, I would park out quite a ways in America's pickup, and you know, I might take up 2 spots, especially if it's a new truck, you know, and it's way out there, and I have come out to notes on my windshield. Even there's nobody around me, and the people is calling me foul things because I took up 2 spots. I was like, well, there's nobody around. And I love the ones too when you come out and they're like pre-printed on little like business cards. I've received numerous ones. Y'all are getting the one there. You must be getting them at the same spot, having to do with like a leave me a can opener next time so I can get in my blankety blank car. I've received that one quite a few times.
Well, if you wouldn't drive such giant vehicles,
well,
Jeremy,
I think the parking lots are, the spaces are getting smaller is part of the problem.
You know, there. Just on a side note, that does happen where you will occasionally show up at a place that has extra wide parking spaces.
Sure, yeah.
And don't we all go, oh, this is
great.
This is fantastic. Even if you just drive a regular size car, you're like, ooh, I love this.
I'll have to suck in my gut to get in the car, you know.
I did a mind bender one time that was about the average size of a parking space.
Mm-hmm.
So anonymous notes, See, I remember getting one. It was like my second day in Colorado. This was back in the mid-80s, and I moved to Colorado, 1986. And my second day, I got an anonymous note. It was on a piece of notebook paper that had been ripped out of a notebook. And it was a comment. I had parked perfectly, but it was an editorial opinion regarding the state that was on my license plates, because I had just gotten there the day before. I'm sorry. In one day, I didn't have time to change my plates, but it was somebody's opinion of that state, which I cannot repeat here on the radio.
You're like, geez.
And that was my welcome. And I came out of the store and I'm looking at that. I'm going, really?
Yeah.
Moved here.
I will say I've wanted to put anonymous notes on houses in the past, my previous neighborhood, when I didn't agree with how some of the houses were being kept up. I wanted to, but I wanted to do the thing where you actually just mail it to the house so they get it in their mail. Mm-hmm. But I never had the cojones to do it because I watched too many shows where they're analyzing fingerprints on paper, and I feel like somehow they would track me down, you know? So I was always concocting these ways like, okay, so I got to use the paper, but I got to somehow not touch it. And I've got to use, you know, maybe different color inks, or do I do the thing where I cut the pages out of the magazine that says mow your lawn?
Like a hostage like note?
Exactly. Like a ransom letter, you know?
Well, if you think about it, that anonymous way of doing it was all of that, whether it's a note left on a windshield or doing Jeremy's style of mailing it with no return address, those are kind of like the precursors to people leaving snotty anonymous comments on social media because they have like a Twitter account that you can't figure out what their name is, or
yeah, they got burner accounts, right?
Right. And stuff like that, where, you know, people for the last, I don't know, 15 years have been leaving snotty, crappy comments on social media. And those probably were the same people who did anonymous notes on front doors.
You're probably right.
Under windshield wipers.
There's just something that gives people
a feeling of power and superiority.
Sure.
Like, let's say, hypothetically, you're the person who left that note on my car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I had done nothing wrong. But what is that feeling when you take a snotty note and put it under a windshield wiper and walk away? Are you feeling like 10 feet tall? Do you later feel like a schmuck? I mean,
there has to be something where you feel some sort of relief because you've gotten it off your chest, you know. And even though you didn't have to do it face to face, there has to be like a moment where you just kind of decompress.
I guess.
Like the ones I wanted to do on the houses, like I justified it as I'm doing everyone else in this neighborhood a favor.
Oh,
like,
I see.
I'm finally going to be the one that steps up and says something because I know everybody's thinking it, but everyone is too scared to say something. So I'll do it anonymously.
Okay. Well,
that's... I am also scared to say something.
I wonder if anyone who's listening to our show right now, have any of you ever been caught leaving an anonymous note?
It's good.
Have you ever like opened your door as somebody was taping a note to your door? Or have you walked up to your car in the parking lot as somebody was leaving something under the windshield wiper? Or did you bust somebody leaving you an anonymous note on your desk at work? Because that's a thing, too, that we haven't even touched on yet, are the anonymous notes at work.
Water your plants, Karen. I'm sick of watering them for you.
The food you eat at lunch is stinky. Quit making fish in the microwave.
Right. Quit taking your shoes off in your cube.
Dial back a little bit on the cologne, will you?
I can hear you breathing, Tom.
Three. Not all of us need to hear your personal phone calls. There's a million of them.
There's so many.
Dennis wrote in. He goes, I used to be the anonymous note person at work, and I was caught in the act by my boss. I got written up for being, quote, disruptive. So Dennis used to leave anonymous notes, and his boss caught him doing it, and he got written up for it. Disruptive. Okay. Lynette says, you got to follow along with this one. She says, I had a next door neighbor who was getting anonymous notes about where he parked. And then I saw the person who was doing it when they left one at about 5 a.m.
Oh.
I told my neighbor, and he took the note back to that person's house with his own comments scribbled on the bottom and taped it to their door.
Well played. Well played, sir.
Can you imagine if you're leaving anonymous notes for a neighbor and one day you find your note taped back to your door?
Like, gulp.
When you've been totally busted?
They're on to me. Man.
What do you got?
Cindy wrote in on Facebook. She says, I left an anonymous note for the same thing. Shut up your blankety-blank dog. The last time I approached the neighbor in person, they ended up keying my car. Good God.
Oh.
And then Jamie wrote in. She says, get this, boys. Someone left me a note on my shopping cart in the store. I don't know what kind of stealthy, creepy maneuver they pulled off, but it was a little yellow sticky note that said to keep my kids under control because they were very loud and rude. She said, yeah, I know my kids are annoying, but I don't need somebody telling me they are. She said, I made eye contact with everyone in that store until I left. I never did figure out who stuck it there. Jerks.
It's probably the store manager.
We got annoying kids on aisle four. Annoying kids on aisle four.
The store manager has probably seen her come in like every time, and he was ready with the note.